SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Part of growing up is to experiment. According to the Australian Drug Foundation, nearly 3 in 10 teenagers have had a glass of alcohol in the past year. Almost 15% of 12 to 17-year-olds have tried cannabis, while 1 in 50 has either used cocaine or amphetamines. For many migrant parents, addressing drug use can be a daunting task. Experts advise to stay calm and be non-judgmental. Amy Chen Yu Wong has the story. Born in Vietnam, David first settled in Sydney as a refugee when he was 8 years old. Like many young Australians, David had his first experience of marijuana when he was in high school. That was the first and last time he smoked pot, as he didn't like the taste. At age 19, he was hooked on heroin.
Numbed the sensation, relaxed, nothing bothered you, you know, so all your worries or all your problems didn't seem to matter so much anymore.
When it got too expensive to fund his addiction, David became a drug supplier and ended up in jail 3 years later. The addiction lasted on and off for nearly 20 years until an epiphany helped David to seek professional help.
I'm 40 now. I think I looked at the 60-year-old guy, and I didn't want to be a 60-year-old still dependent on drugs, and yeah, it was time for a change.
His family didn't know about David's drug addiction for nearly 20 years.
That would be shameful, yeah, to stop to having a problem, yeah, let alone drug problem. Because they're pretty straight, pretty law-abiding citizen. So, no. A suitably well that they didn't know nothing about it.
Professor Mari Thiessen is a senior research fellow at the University of New South Wales's National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre. She says many young Australians will try alcohol or drugs once or twice in their lifetime.
So the most common drugs consumed in 12 to 17-year-olds are alcohol and tobacco. In terms of illicit drugs, the most commonly used illicit drugs in 12 to 17-year-olds is cannabis. But when I say common, it's only 1 in 8 who will have used cannabis in the last year. And in terms of other illicit drugs like ecstasy and methamphetamine, again, it's only 1 in 50.
Kelvin Chambers heads the New South Wales-based Drug and Alcohol Multicultural Education Centre, or DAMIC, where David is currently receiving ongoing counselling. He says many young people who experiment with drugs and alcohol won't necessarily become dependent.
Usually we find kids that develop a dependency is not necessarily because of the drug or alcohol itself. It's for a whole range of issues, and it's usually used predominantly as an inappropriate coping mechanism. So when parents or families find kids that have been using at home, usually it's just one bit of a whole big picture of kids having pressure from school, not coping appropriately with friends, finding a whole range of different sorts of stressors in their lives.
While 1 in 5 Australians speak a language other than English at home, data from Nationwide Alcohol and Drug Treatment Services shows that between 2012 and 2013, nearly 87% of their clients were born in Australia. Kelvin Chambers says the underrepresentation of migrants may be due to the stigma related to substance use in some culturally and linguistically diverse communities. He says the pressures of settling into a new country can cause increased drug use.
Intergenerational clash as they come into a new community. There's a whole range of pressures as they try and fit into a new community. There's a whole lot of baggage that they bring across from overseas. And usually we find the kids that get into trouble are the kids that haven't been able to develop good coping mechanisms.
Dom Ennis is manager of the YODA, or Youth Drug and Alcohol Advice Service, helpline. He's been supporting young people and families affected by drugs and alcohol for over 20 years. He's had clients from war-torn countries like Vietnam who were disconnected from their community or had a long history of trauma.
Growing up in Australia, where they were sort of almost torn between two cultures of family expectations and culture, and then at the same time, so not quite fitting in with family expectations and cultural norms of what their parents and elders felt, but at the same time, coming to Australia and perhaps not quite at that point feeling they were part of the mainstream.
He says there are similar drug use patterns in newly arrived communities fleeing from conflict.
More recently, this is not universal, but we've seen very similar circumstances with young people from, you know, Middle Eastern and African backgrounds with a very similar sort of migrant pattern and a very similar story. It helps us to sort of move beyond this idea of drug and alcohol-related problems being about individuals making poor choices or people not trying hard enough or doing bad things.
Theo Chang is National Program Manager and Group Counsellor at Family Drug Support, which guides family members or drug users through difficult times. He says migrant parents often struggle to come to terms with their loved one's drug addiction.
For many migrant families, coming to a new country is bewildering in itself, but they've had to really work and work really hard to provide to their children things that they themselves may not have had. And for many migrant families, for that child or that family member to then use drugs in a way that's chaotic and disruptive is a big slap in the face.
If you think your family member may be using drugs, experts advise to consider an open and honest discussion. University of New South Wales's Professor Murray Thiessen says if you see behavioural changes, ask open questions.
If you're noticing that your children are withdrawing from friends and family, or if there's a change in their friends or dropping their school work, that there are signs of hostility or depression, or they're wanting to borrow lots of money, don't necessarily assume immediately that drugs are the cause of it. We would suggest that you start the conversation with, "I noticed you haven't been yourself lately."
Kelvin Chambers from DAMIC says it's vital to stay calm and non-judgmental if parents find drugs in their home. This is how he suggests parents could approach the conversation.
Tell me why. What sort of feelings are happening that you feel like that has to happen? And to start that dialogue in a safe and comfortable way.
The Victorian Government's Better Health Program says parents should research drugs so that you have the facts and raise your concerns calmly when both parties are relaxed. They advise not to issue ultimatums, but try to educate children on the health and lifestyle risks of drug use. Kelvin Chambers says talking about drug problems within migrant families can be shameful and stigmatising.
The family itself draws further and further away from the community contacts they so desperately need. Go and look for help for a range of services that are available in local community centres, local health centres. It's confidential, and it's ways to work within kids and within family trying to address some of the issues they're facing.
Also, the ACT Government's Parent Link offers detailed advice if you think your family member may be using drugs. They advise to try and separate the behaviour from the person, show them you love and care for them, but remind them of your values and what you will allow in your house. Family Drug Support's Theo Chang says parents often also need support.
We've got two opposing forces where the user is probably not ready to stop using, and the family are in all different sorts of stages. You know, they start with denial, and then they become really emotional when they accept that there is drug use. You know, they feel, you know, all the pain from, you know, from anger to fear and anxiety to guilt to grief, a whole number of things.
Confidential support for families affected by drug and alcohol is available at www.drugs.health.gov.au. If you're faced with problematic drug use at home, you can ring the Family Drug Support's free 24/7 telephone helpline on 1300 368 186 or talk to your local GP to find out how to access the right services. You can also get free language help over the phone through the Translating and Interpreting Service by dialing 131450. For help in your state, visit the Alcohol and Drug Information Service. Drugs, the Real Facts booklet and tips for parents is available in 13 languages. Featured by Amy Chen Yu Wong, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.